Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on,
the Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Everything,
all
the pain,
and
suffering,
that your
troubles made.
He's worthy of the glory,
giving the praise, yeah.
Oh,
together we can, yes, we can.
Everybody,
oh,
worship
the Lord.
I don't know about you, but it has shown up good to me.
Troubles come,
just hold on to some changing
hands.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be feeling a little weary,
but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Graceview Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Graceview Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.gracefewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in rainy but beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. As always, I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Our title tonight to our devotion is simply, I'm Under Construction. Frequently, you will see construction signs when people are building or rebuilding things. And I want to thematically use that as a theme and a title and a tag and a text on tonight for our devotion. Now, just remember that if you are under construction, which most of you can humbly admit that you are, including myself, we are all under construction. But before you can be under construction, you must be under instruction. And if you refuse to be under instruction, you are basically participating in the obstruction of your own construction. I hope I didn't confuse you. I know that's right, because the premise and what Paul is discussing in his exhortation in the 4th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians in verse number 1, very, very profound. I want to read that to you, something that we all need to do tonight. and I hope that you receive this message in love. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse number 1, finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel the more. Say that with me. Excel the more. King James says abound the more. So what God says is that he wants them to excel or abound the more. The Thessalonians practiced loving one another. That's found in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 9 and 10. And I think it's interesting that the kind of love that the Word of God is referring to here is a brotherly love. So Paul is actually commending this church in that they were loving one another, but he wanted them to take their love up to a higher level. The word love there in the Greek is where we get the word Philadelphia, because that's what the word is, Philadelphia, which is where Philadelphia, Pennsylvania gets its name. So Paul acknowledges as he writes to them to love one another. Notice 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse number 9. Paul says, now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. There's just some places and some situations that God puts us in that even if you did not, as long as you believe in God, even if you did not have a Bible verse, you know that God has taught you to love. If you see a baby that's crying, there should be something in your heart that would say, do something if you can to nurture that baby because you love people. And God teaches us that. I do believe that the Bible teaches us that we should walk in the ways that God has placed good works on our behalf. So we need to make sure that we are his workmanship. Ephesians 2:10 says that we are created in Christ Jesus for good works so that we would walk in them. Because God has created some works for us beforehand, and those works are everywhere. They're all around us, and all God wants us to do is walk into them. So God teaches us directly how to love one another. But verse 10 of 1 Thessalonians 4 says, for indeed you practice it toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But notice what Paul's exhortation is. This is interesting. Paul says, but we urge you, brethren, there it is, to excel still more. What is Paul basically saying? Paul says that you have to take your love to a higher level. There's some things that you are doing, but you're not doing it to the fullest capacity. Can anybody out there that's listening with us tonight on Passion for Christ know that there's some things that you're doing in your life and you're getting by? As a matter of fact, you're doing it and it appears to be successful. But in your heart of hearts, in your true, genuine mind, you know good and full well that you could do better. You could do better. You could take it up a notch or two. You could take it to a higher level. So Paul says to this church in Thessalonica, you guys are loving each other. God has even taught you how to do it. But what I need you to do is excel still the more. I need you to abound more and more. I need you to take what you do to a higher level. It is so unfortunate, beloved, that there are people that have the mentality that they have made up their minds that they're only going to do a certain amount of work. They're only going to do a certain amount of labor. They're only going to come to church a certain amount of times. And I don't know what people have against Sunday morning Bible class, or whether you call it Bible study. But it's amazing that people sometimes don't see the value of however your view is in terms of worship. You should also view every teaching opportunity you get in a Bible class the same way. And I think it's dangerous to separate worship and Bible study, because in Bible study, you could You should treat God with the same respect, the same, you should revere him with the same honor. But there are people who have made up their minds that they're not coming to Bible study. They're not coming to Sunday morning Bible study. But they have made up their mind that they're coming to church. My suggestion to you would be the same thing that Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4:1 and 1 Thessalonians 4:10, that you abound the more, that you excel the more. In other words, you need to increase what it is that you do in terms of what you're doing for God. In this particular example, he's talking about increasing your love. How wonderful, how beautiful, how awesome, how powerful would it be as an example of believers in Christ Jesus, which most of us who are listening with us tonight are, is if we take our love to another level. I will be honest with you tonight in saying this. I do not believe that God wants leaders who do not make a sacrifice for God. And I'm not just talking about leaders within the church. I'm talking about leaders within your household, leaders, how you parent your children, all of that. Because in order to really love God the way God deserves to be loved, we have to make some sacrifices. And let me tell you, you need to make some sacrifices in your love to one another, because the person who you curse today could be the person that you need to bless you tomorrow. Can I get a witness on tonight? So you just need to make sure that every day that no matter how you are treated, no matter what people say about you, you know, people do things to try to get up under your skin sometimes. They avoid you. They refuse to speak to you. Sometimes people won't call you back. And people just do things to get up under your skin. That's typical human behavior. And before you get too holy and too sanctified and too righteous and want to go off on people, just know that you probably have done or even recently done the same thing to somebody else. That's typical human behavior. And we have to focus on trying to deprogram our minds to think that way and reprogram our minds to love in the spiritual way. What would happen if we take our love to a higher level? What would happen if everybody in the church, for the most part, tried to take their love to another level? Do you know what type of impact that would have on the community in which your church is located geographically? People would see the difference in this church. People will see a difference in the way that the behavior is among the members of this church. And what God wants to do is simply use us as vessels to love one another. If you, my friends tonight, cannot love one another, how in the world can you convince somebody who is not a believer that they need to love one another? So it starts with us. You need to have a firm love of the brethren. Not only have a love of the brethren where you love them by demonstrating your love, you and I have to take our love to a higher level. As I close, it is an absolute awesome privilege to serve God. I've been teaching some of our brothers, I've been teaching some people to make sure that any opportunity that God gives us to serve him, irregardless of the results, man, you need to do that. I don't care if it's picking up a broom to sweep in the house of the Lord. I don't care if it's cutting the grass or saying a prayer in church or being asked to do anything for the cause of the kingdom. You need to be jumping up and down for joy that God has placed, positioned, and empowered all of us to have an opportunity where we can serve in his kingdom. Because not too long ago, most of us can remember that we were serving in a different kingdom. And that kingdom was not the kingdom of God. It was the kingdom of the power of this world, which is the enemy, which is Diablos, which is the accuser of the brethren, which is Satan. And we did everything that we could to please ourselves instead of trying to please God. But God saw past your past. Amen, somebody. God saw past your past, and God looked down at your future and decided that he was going to impart some grace and some mercy in your life, because God looked at you and saw the negative behavior that you exhibited consistently time and time again and decided to be patient with you, not wanting you to perish, hoping that at some point you would come to repentance. And now, to the very God who has given you all of that love, all of that hope, all of that future promises that God has given us, is now giving us an opportunity to do something for him. We ought to take our love for one another to a higher level. Every day of my life, And as a matter of fact, every day of my wife's life, people are depending on us. People are depending on me. I can't let people down. Number one is I know that I have a mandate. I am hired out by God to love people. And I can't admit to you that at times you get tired of chasing people who don't want to be caught. And that's just a reality. But I'm not hired by people. If I was hired by a person, you know, you can quit a lot of things. But when you're hired by God to perform a service, to do what it is that God has called you and placed you on this earth to do, you ought to do it not just on a mediocre or mundane level. You ought to do it to the highest capacity. So as Paul encourages those in Thessalonica, he says, I know you're loving one another. God has taught you to do it. But you have to have that brotherly love, that love where you believe that your brother is counting on you. Your sister is counting on you. She needs you. She didn't have anybody else. He didn't have anybody else. And that I need to be there. I need to be present. I need to be encouraged. I need to encourage people every day of my life, not just inside the four walls of the church, but when I go to work, I need to be a lover of people. When I go to the gas station or Walmart or whatever it is you go, you have to be an encourager of people because we love because God first loved us. Oh, my goodness. God is so good on tonight. So as we wrap this lesson up, I want to give you one last thing here. God simply wants us to increase our love so that he could use us as an example. If you do not increase your love, then God really cannot use you as a powerful example because you're average. And you love people on an average level. Keep on loving people, but just know that the exhortation is that you need to take your love to a higher level, excel the more, abound more and more. Because let me tell you something, anybody could be average. You don't have to put in no work to be average. All you got to do is show up and you're average. But it takes a person with dedication, takes a person who loves the Lord, takes a person who has a willingness to serve, takes a person who really loves God, takes a person who has been receiving grace for years. I tell people all the time that I've been receiving child support from God for 39 years, and God has never missed a payment because he's always supported me as his child. He's always blessed me as his child, and I've been receiving this child support, so the least that I could do is show love for my own brethren. So we have to love one another. And I just believe that if we increase our love for one another, God could use us as an example. Because the negative part of that is if we contrast that statement, that proposition, if you are not an example, your love may decrease. And Satan would then use you as an example. So if God wants to use us and our love for one another as an example, if we don't do that, then what's really happening is Satan is using you as an example, and then you're in a messed up predicament. What's the exhortation tonight? Just love one another. If I could encourage you to do anything, make up your mind right now that from this day, for the rest of your life, that you're going to take your love for the people of God to another level. Watch this. Here's the caveat that makes it tough and difficult and hard and arduous. Even when they don't love you back. And then you will be an example. At this time, I want to have a brief 5-second moment of silence for those who perished fighting for our country, fighting for to protect this country, who have died in the line of duty in the armed forces. Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Christ tonight. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. In order to do that, all you have to do is simply dial number one on your phone. And when the last 4 digits of your number has been called, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. Caller ending in 5249, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, Brother Joan, I enjoyed the lesson as usual. I'm asking continued prayer for my brother-in-law. His report was not good last week, and we are praying for strength for he and his wife, that they'll be able to get through this. Also asking prayer. We had a young convert that's only been in the church like 3 weeks, and he was killed on yesterday, stabbed to death, and we ask him prayer for the Hill family. And just pray for Hagelis to Christ in general. And we're also praying for your church, and real proud of what you all have accomplished.
Thank you, Sister Anderson. It was so good seeing you yesterday and seeing you're still on the battlefield, showing so much faith and support for our congregation, me, my mom, and my family. And I want to thank you personally. We'll certainly keep your brother-in-law in prayer, Hagel Street congregation, and the Hill family in their time of bereavement. Caller ending in 9043, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Jones, for that powerful message. Pray for the Gardner family. Pray for Demonay D. Berry. Keep us all in prayer. Pray for our youth. Pray for our attendance and all, and I want to do more and more for Christ. Pray for my the procedure I went through, and that I will get healed better, and all those who are sick and all. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Brother Garner. We'll certainly keep you and your family, your daughter, and all that you're trying and striving to do in prayer, particularly for your healing as well. Thank you. Caller ending in 8952. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Hey, hi, Brother John. This is Gilda Brown. I want to say thank you so much for the message. My prayer request is for more unity within the body of Christ, seeing the brothers work together from congregation to congregation. That's my prayer request. But I have piggyback rides. I don't know if they want to put in a request.
Yes, this is Sheila McNair. Thank you, Brother John, for an awesome message. I'm coming asking for prayer. excuse me. I wanted to ask for prayer for Sister Granberry. We were just having a conversation, and you really don't know how much that message you gave just touched my heart, and I know it had to touch hers too, because we were just talking about how people sometimes treat us and how we want to retaliate. But being children of God, we got to think twice on that thing. So I thank you so much for that. And I ask for prayers also for everyone that's on the line tonight. And I ask that you all continue to pray for me, that I will show love, that I kick it up a notch, you know, that I don't just try to just keep it where it is, because I'm always want to strive to do more for God. And I ask that you pray that opportunities arrive that I can do that, and so that he can get all the praise and glory. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Amen. We thank you for your encouragement. We'll certainly keep you, Ms. Granberry, Sister McNair, Sister Brown, in prayer. Thank all of you for being with us on Passion for Christ. Make sure you share the link with somebody else and discuss what we discussed tonight with somebody else who could benefit from it as well. Thank all of you. At this time, we're going to ask you, if you're physically able, that you bow with us for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father God, tonight we thank you for your word, and we thank you for Jesus Christ, that you have placed that love in our hearts, that we could do things that we never thought we could do because of our faith in Christ Jesus, your Son. God, it's our prayer that you bless the Patterson family as they're going through some trials and tribulations. Lord, we know that you are always able, no matter what the doctors say, but Lord, we just know that it is difficult to receive that kind of news that is unfavorable. So we ask a special prayer for Sister Anderson's brother-in-law and their family, that you comfort them and that they strive to keep their faith regardless of the outcome, knowing that you are able, and that you continue to bless the Hill family during this time of bereavement, and that you protect our young children from harm, hurt, or danger, and bless them to be around the right people at the right times at the right places, and that you'll be with the Hagler Street Church of Christ family during this time, and that you bless them with all they stand in need of. God, bless the Gardner family. Heal Brother Gardner from his procedure, Lord. He has been in so much pain. And we just pray, Lord, that you just allow your hand of healing to be upon him, his wife, and his daughter, that you just bless them in a mighty way, for they stand in need of many things that they're going through now, and that on the other side of this, these trials and tribulations will be a powerful testimony that they could share about the God who helps and delivers his people. God, thank you tonight for Sister Brown, that you will bless her to continuously be the kind of encourager that she is, and that you'll be with her and her family, and that you'll be with all of the congregations of Churches of Christ, that the leadership can come together, get along with one another, and love people in the manner that will be pleasing and acceptable to thy sight. And that you be with Miss McNair, and that you bless her to love and take her love to a higher level, and all of us for that matter, Lord, based on tonight's lesson. And Lord, we just pray that you bless Miss Granberry as well with what she needs, for what she needs it for, when she needs it. Lord, we recognize that we're all under construction, and every day we need your grace. Every day we need your mercy. Every day we need your love. Thank you for giving us those spiritual attributes every day for us in Christ Jesus, and that you'll be patient with us and be patient with others as they try to love more, and that we'll love each other better so the world can know that you sent Jesus. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
I want to be in the
I want to be near the cross, where my Savior died.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation, and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones, in keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ. We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.